Okay, we're up to the Mishnah and Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah says we're still talking about believing or not. Ir a city shekavshua karkum, that was conquered, it was besieged by an army. We call and they surrounded the city. Kol kahana. Now we assume we suspect that maybe these soldiers raped the women inside the city. So kol kahana shenim tzibetoich b'psulas, anyone who is a kahanis is in that city. It's possible to live with a koyim because we assume that something happened. However, if someone wants to marry a koyim and they lived once with a goy, they can no longer live with a koyim. Im yesh lahen edim, but if there are witnesses, I feel the witnesses don't have to be kosher. I feel ever the shivcha. If the witnesses say that we know that nothing happened, how they able neman they are believed. The ain neman adam the answer, but a person to say about themselves that that obviously doesn't work. Rashi karkum motzer, they besiege the city. Kintamin and karkum. So let's asudas lebalein the asur to the husband. The aishas koyin asura ba'inus. Even though she was raped, a wife of koyin is asur. We learn Baleshes, an army. Why they call Baleshes? Rashi, Chel, an army. Alshem shemechapsim kol hamat moinim. They're searching. We're Baleshes. The Shadur Baleshes. They're searching. They're searching everywhere in all the secret places for whatever everything's stashed away. Shaboli, they came into a city, and the din over there is Bishah Shalom. If there's peace, so they have plenty of time. Chav yiz psuchas, any barrel you find open, you suspect that a soldier walked into your house and just drank the wine, so you have to throw him out. Kiyai nesach. Is asuris stumas if it's sealed mutalim. We're not chayshah that they broke open the seal and they took the time to replace it. But b'shas amacham, when there's a war and they don't really have time to do anything, elu the elu mutaris, even the open barrels, we don't think that they went into the houses to look for wine because they have better things to do, like worry about their own lives. V'she ain't panay l'nasi, they don't have time to be menasich. So l'chayde, we see that if there's under siege, nothing is asa. So how come you tell me that chayshah all the women were asa? Amar Rav Mori, a big difference. Livoil yesh panay. If it's a question of raping the women, they always make sure there's time. But lenasich ain't panay. For nisich, it's a whole ritual, and that they don't have the head for or the time for. So we're not chayshes. B'shas b'chamim are worried. Here, b'shas b'chamim are worried.
What's the
menasich
here? It's mamish nesach in the sense of his kavod is favoy dezolot.
Exactly. Rashi. Levil yesh panay.
It's not stam to have one for Hanoi to drink one from Hanoi.
Yeah, Rashi says not a question of time. That's a question is the Yetzahara for Be'ila is far greater than the Yetzahara for Nesach HaYayin. Rashi, Levo Yesh Pnei, the Tokel is a big Yetzahara. Another answer is Abuzcha Bara Loza Mashvei Dechiz Yomar. This is another answer altogether. Machlek is Rashi and Tesis Halalim Shatim Gemara. This is how we learn how Rashi learns. It says Kana V'Toma Becharkom Shal Oisem Malchus. If it's their own army. Then they don't want to destroy the city because they wanted the city to become a vassal state forever and ever. So therefore, what are they going to do? They want taxes from these guys. They want to face all these other things. They want them to be subservient. So they're going to protect them. So they're not going to hurt them. But if it's from a neighboring country that's coming to attack this country, they're out to destroy and cause as much destruction as possible. So Chan Bekagos and Rashi becharkish shalom malchus ainu roitzel lahashem bnei ir. They don't want to destroy the people's city. V'shchayves ir hasamul meshalt v'shemere shemere. They'll watch it. V'hi loy lemas over. They wanted to continue to pay taxes. Mashen in other cities. Freddy Gemara. We'll learn by Rashi. Tell us exactly the opposite. Let's say in a second. Freddy Gemara shall oisem malchus nami. Even if their own city, you're saying what the soldiers generally are there to make sure protect the people, so no chash of anything wrong. It's impossible. The word can't be order because it's actually le'okar. Chad minay, order gets tasted shot. The le'okar chad minay, that one of the soldiers didn't sneak in and do something wrong. You think every soldier behaves and has such altruistic things? Some soldiers have also their own interests at heart. So how do you know that it didn't happen that one soldier walked in and raped one of the women there? There were a number of guards posted there, so all the guards were at different angles looking at each other, so nobody could sneak in between. Rashi, Mishmaras, Mokam Mahmed Hashem, where they're standing, Shehem Mila Melech Shalay Yechbel Odom Anshe, the king placed them there to protect the people of the city. Freddy Gemara, Yev Shedulay Naima Purta, but it's impossible that one of the guards, that some of the guards would fall asleep, so somebody, if they really want to sneak in, they could sneak in. Amar Ablevi, Kigain, the Mahadla, you know, you're right. You know how we know that nothing happened in the city? Because the soldiers are there to protect it, and the Mahadla Lamasa, they surrounded the city, Shoshilter with a big chain, put a chain around the city, and Kalba, it looks like not or, but and dogs. So if anybody tries to come in, the dogs will bark. And Gavza, they put pegs all around the place. you know, these big nails so that nobody can go in, and the avza and chickens and kachka, whatever. So they're gonna, or ducks, and they're going to make a lot of noise. Wake the guards up. Gave the answer, the local government, and they're going to protect the city. They're going to come to destroy. They didn't have any of the questions you asked. Let's suspect one of the soldiers came in. One of them did ask all the questions you asked here. And they answered exactly what you said before, the Masa, that they surrounded the city, Shoshilta, with a chain, Kalbador, Gavza, and these pegs, Gavza, and Kachkas. Rashi. The Mahadla Mosa Summer, so you see the place around the city, Shausal Basel, metal chain, Shiashmiu, and Ukoil, they should make a lot of noise, but Choshal Ish, when a person trips over them, Rotzaleim runs on them, the clubbing of Avzan Zoikim, and the clubbing of Avzan, they will scream, he'll fall over these pegs, and there's a gate, Gavza Makle sticks for Kismin, and there's all kinds of splinters, Lichoshal Men, that they should hurt themselves, spikes, they should hurt themselves. Just the opposite shot. If it's a local soldier, they know the place very good. They're not scared of anything, so they're going to rape everybody. If it's foreign soldiers, they're constantly looking behind their back. Maybe the king, the local ones, will come in, so they don't have time to go play around. Poof a kid. His taste is after turning means running away, not running in.
That was a soldier who runs away.
Exactly. Rashi learned running in, so he doesn't change it from Orak to Okar. If there's one cave in that city, and it could be that a couple of women went and hid in that cave, it saves all the kind of, every woman will say maybe she hid in a cave. If the cave had to be big enough to protect every single Yidi woman there, or only some. But nevertheless, as it is, the whole thing is a suffix. And here now you have like a svek sveika. First of all, who said they're going to rape anybody? And if they did, who said it was her? Maybe she was hiding in the cave. So because of the sex faker, we are mekel. What about Eina Marzek is Halacha? What about only one woman? Is Abe capable of hiding there? Is that still considered a sex faker? Or is that really much smaller suffix and it's not sex faker? Now, me, I mean, they call Chod of Chod, every one woman. So every woman in Lecheda will say, that's the woman that hid in the cave. Because we only look at one woman at a time. We don't look at one woman at a time. We look at the group. At the group, it's impossible. Only one was able to be saved. As a group, definitely they committed an aveda. Which one is it? How is this any different? How is this any different than the case of the two we had in Psachim? That's the case of the two roads. One road had a mace covering it. The other one didn't. We don't know which one was. And two people crossed the roads and they go to Rav to ask a shayla, what's it in? And according to Rabbi Yitzi, that says that if you're asking about yourself and somebody else, since we cannot paskin that they're both tired, we definitely have to paskin that they're both tummy. So here also, since we're talking about algamein, everybody, and we're talking about algamein, there's only one person that's tired, but the rest are definitely tummy. So we can't paskin kulon to Hayden, so therefore cool unto me. Yes, but here's not like separately, because here's one Shiloh. What's the Shiloh of this city? So we treat like we're all coming together. It's a halachic Shiloh, yeah, exactly. How are we going to pass about this city? No. So Rashi, therefore, learns to go to Kondit Abiyasi. Tesla is different. That's going to go to Kondit Abiyasi. And that's the shaila. So you just said what? That you have a shaila. It should be the same as over there, that everyone is tummy. So what's the story? Maishna Mishne Shvil in two rows. Echo tummy, echo tummy. One row was tummy, one row was tummy. Look, Rashi, Maishna Mishne Shvil in the Kiva, the Baalishal Allah Chavet. If you ask about this, I'm your friend. Omer Rabbi Yisi says to me, since we cannot paskin the both tired, so we have no breba to paskin both tummy. Hachanam here too. Lukula Sharinik Yadodi. So Lechaida. So Rashi wants to use. Let's use. No, so Rashi is saying, "Faked, let's paskin over here. Everyone is tired because here, since it's shavuya, and interesting, Rashi is learning. But Rashi, let's paskin over here that everyone is tired because in the shavuya he killed. It's as if they all came. It's as if they all came together, and therefore we're saying tired. We'll see in a minute." There's a cave there, and the tire width of that particular laneway is covered by a mace. We do not know. We don't know which of these two roads is the Tomnig road. One thing we don't know for sure, but one of them is. So Bet Gemara Vayte Echadim Vaholach BeEchem. He went more on the roads. VaOsa Taris, and he went and touched Taris. UVaChaveiro Vaholach BeShein VaTaris. And the question is, what's the status? Rabbi Yehuda Teshuva explained why didn't just ask about the people themselves. Because the people themselves, even we pass in the Torah, doesn't help us, because if both of them touch an article, definitely that article is tummy, even though we just pass in the both Torah, because each one's a suffix, but when they both touch it, then a monoshech, one of them was tummy. Yeah, so we therefore asking not about themselves, we're asking about a particular object that only one guy touched. How do we treat it? Rabbi Yehuda says, "Im nishal zebe fnei atzmei vezebe fnei." Each one carries on his own tahedus, because each one we say is a suffix, and suffix tumah b'shus rabbis toy. Shneim kaach, they both come together tamei, because definitely it's tamei, because you know there's definitely cheskas tumah. Rabbi Yisiem ben kaach ben katmei. Even if they come fnei atzmei, they're definitely the paskat tamei. What's going on here? V'amar Rav Sarov explained. V'item Rabbi Yehuda said, "Bivas achas." They all came together. Divrei hakel tamei. There's no question. Nobody says that you can pass ketoyv. We know for sure one of them is tamei. How can you say? And you have to make the same psak for both. Otherwise, it looks like a joke. Why this guy tamei, this guy not? So both are definitely tamei. But ze achas, if they come separately, then divrei hakel tamei. Each one has its own suffix. Suffix tumah b'shus rabim is tamei. So each one is tamei. But the machleik is lenechu el bevor lishoyl all of achaveri. Coming to ask about himself and about his friend. Mar medam lele basachas. One says this is exactly as if they come together. Since even though the way Rashi learns Pesachim that I asked about myself and Tachkei Dibra asked about my friend, and because I ask about my friend, it's like one shilas, like with basachas. And what is it with basachas? Everyone holds. Tell me. Tay says no, that's not what's talking about at all. I asked my shilas, you paskind, and then I asked the next shilas, but it's called basachas because I'm in the same mind. I didn't leave the room yet, so it's one story. Umar medamele lebezeh. Kotei's hold of it. If it's Tachkei Dibra, there's no machlekes. It's mamish together. Of course, it's tummy. Umar medamele lebezeh. The other one says no. It's like zeachazeh, and therefore they're both toy. V'hochan they're both toy. Now, sorry. Rashi, why he says zeachazeh? Because I asked about myself first. I didn't ask what's it in about both of us. I asked about myself first, and then even though I tell you about the other guy, it's like two separate cases. And Rashi explains himself like this. You can't answer on both of us, Torah, because it's not true. So you only answer me, Torah, and you say nothing about the same question. And therefore, I walk away. So you didn't lie, you say about me. But I didn't just assume, since I asked you about Vasachas, the other guy, and you pass in Torah, it's exactly the same question, so I can assume that's Torah, the other person. So that's how Rashi learns.
So you're leaving it to the questioner.
That's right.
To sort of answer the shaila to the other guy.
Yeah, but basically, yeah, for you're a Muslim, it seems like, why should he be different than me? So same shaila.
You've got to be smart God to know all this, to get the right
100%. Look, otherwise, you're just...
The question is...
The fact that you're already asking Zechav Zeb means you're smart. Otherwise, you would go and say, both of us walk down the road, what should we do? The fact that you separated into two shailas means you know what you're doing. So now, what's a shaila? What if you do it?
But if you came back and you told the other fellow, he said to me on Torah, but he was silent on the other guy.
No, if
and
he didn't.
Did, work out and say, oh, well, that means the Mosatak.
No, why would the Rav waste the words? I already answered you. It's the same shaila. It's exactly the same shaila. Tamil Chacham, somebody who is very sparing in his words. I'm here too. Keeping the shot a little cool. Since you mean matter, we're talking about not just one woman, we're talking about the whole city. It's kivas achal, like all in one go. So the cheder, it should all be toyed Rashi. The cheder lechochad ki also the kamon to lino. Remember, we say but toyed holoch that he went and toyed the lane. Have the suffik doing. So that means we get toyed. To me, in the hechen emel the toyed they both toyed. At the chad bnei vade tami ozel. The vas achas bolish lemongo. Hachanami rabbi Yehuda b'yisi. Look rabbi Yehuda. So the chayde, is this like Rabbi Yisi? So what? That all have exactly the same halacha, and they all have exactly the same halacha. The way I said before, they should all be toyed. Sorry, yeah. Because I said before, here all should be toyed. The chayde, why they should be toyed? I mean, the chayde, why they should be toyed is because it's through hikilu. We don't know if anything happened in the first place. There's never a vaday. There's a vaday tumah.
Which path it was
about that. Yeah, here there's no vade at all.
Just like over there, they're all tame. So to over here, since there's a kula, we're
no, because over here we thought that if one woman comes to us, we're going to paskin that she is tame, and the rest we're going to say they're tame. Because see, whoever came first, we said, no, it isn't exactly the same kishra. We have to paskin everybody the same halacha. And therefore, let's make it all tame. The Gemara Hachi Hashta. Or the way around. Right now, but. the Rashi in the beginning, I think Rashi when he says Shalini Kiyadodi was the very end of the Gemara. Over here, the Gemara right now is thinking, just like over there, we couldn't say that everyone is Torah. Right, so we have to therefore say, and no breda say, but everyone is tummy. So over here also, we cannot say that everyone is tired because only one person has to fit in the tummy. So therefore, we're making a psak for everybody. We have no breda, but to say the tummy. That's Gemara's question. And Gemara answers, no hachi hasha. How can you hear? Hasam vada yikutuma. Over there, there's definitely one person. There is tuma. Hacha miyem in the case of shnei shvilim. One of them is definitely tummy. So since you're paskening in one psak, you can't say a kulotayin. Over here, who says that they're tamei? And because over here we say, who say that you are tamei? We are going to Mekel. We'll be Mekel. Look at what about Rabashi. What about Omra? She herself says, Loi nich beisi. I taka, she has a migush. She says, I did not hide in the cave, but she's not loi nich beisi. She hurt herself, but then she fixed herself up. Yeah, do we say Malu the Shaker? Do we say Migli, Pesha Asad? Or do you don't say Malu the Shaker? Everyone hold you do say Malu the Shaker, right?
Does this single hiding place?
We're not talking about a general case. There's a tunnel there, a cave. It's not a Hemshech before. So do you think? Back before you said Adin, Machbor, Im Yesha, Machbor, Achaz, Matzel, the call. Whether that Machbor can save 10 women or everybody is Machlech Zashonim. The Imam only talks about Achaz. But now we're going back to a normal case. There was a cave. Yeah, for everybody. Everybody could fit in there. Everybody. But I'm telling you, I didn't go there. But I'm telling you, I was tired.
I didn't go there, therefore I wasn't protected.
That's right.
By the hiding place. So my status is worse than everybody else.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, nothing happened. So it's a migu. Now, what do you mean? Everyone holds you say Malo Shaker, but maybe it's like migu mokamedim. If we are so convinced that the goyim raped the women, that if you weren't in the cave, then we know for a fact that something happened. So Migi Mokamedin don't say it. That's a shot. Maishno, talking about a house is different than how Maish is a story. The guy was a person, Agli Khamri, rented a donkey, the Khavri, he hired a donkey out to his friend Amali. He told him, my boy, the condition is, like Tazel, Ba'ulcha, do not follow the road in the Harpakoid. Don't go down the road in the Harpakoid. The Ikamaya, there's a lot of water there, it's dangerous for my donkey. Zil, Ba'ulcha, go the other road in Nodish, in the city of Nodish. The Lekamaya, it's dry. What happened? He didn't listen. But Ozel, Iu, Ba'ulcha, the Harpakoid. He went down the road of the Harpakoid. Umis Khamra, and the donkey died. Also, the Kamed Rava came before Rava. Amale in true. Buruchad and Apkar Azli. Miulahav Maya didn't die from water. There's no water there at all. Now, Ilkhari has a migu. He brought the donkey back dead. He could have said, I went down this road of Nodish and garnished. Now that he heard himself, he said, I went down the road in Apkar, but he's then telling us there's no water. What happens? Amar Rava, Malad the Shakir, the Khamigu. Iboy Amale Buruchad and Arajal. He could have lied and said, I went down the other road. There was so definite that he went down the road where the river is. We don't say. Sorry? No, it's not a migui. No, because once he said that he told us he went down that road of Koid, we know exactly why he died. Because of the water. Because it's so common to have water there. So what was even there? What? That there's no mal of the shaka when it was so certain. Over here also, she says that she didn't hide in the cave. We should assume the worst. Hossam over the Vadai Ika Adim Dika minor case of the water, it's like 100%, there's always water there. That's why even though you have a migui, it's a migui makamaid, it doesn't work. Hocha Vadai Itma. Over here is a Vadai the same strength? It's definitely every single woman was raped by the soldiers. 100%? Not at all. Chshashu. Well, the Mokka Chshashu, I mean, and therefore, since the whole thing is a Chshash anyway, and she has a powerful migui, we are going to believe her that she's tired. That she. Back to the Gemara, two dots. If there were witnesses there, it doesn't have to be kosher. I feel an evid, a slave. I feel a shivcha, a maiden, a money believe. Says the Gemara, that's the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, afilu shivcha dido, even her own maid, we know that her own maid is not to be trusted too much because she loves her mistress and she'll always lie for her. So even her own maid says that nothing happened, you trust her. But Amina, last question we learned, like this Yachidima, if somebody gave a divorce to his wife, that if I die, this get should take place before I die, so that you don't have to marry my brother-in-law. They shouldn't have any more relations with each other, shouldn't be alone together, because if he does, then it becomes a get yoshin, or like Taisa says, that's going to be like a new kedushin. El al-pi-edim, unless witnesses are standing there, so nothing happened between the two. I feel al-pi-evet, even, and I don't care who the witnesses are, even a slave. Al-pi-shivcha, even a maid, but what kind of shivcha? Chutzma shivchasa, but not her maid. Why not her maid? Because her maid will lie to defend her mistress that nothing happened. So she'll be free. We don't trust her. So how come now Mishnah we trust? So we'll have three answers in the Gemara. First Rashi. Get to his wife. I'm an Ashi. He may say if he dies, he'll get him a freya. The get should be retroactive. Retrospective. Like, he's not going to chalitza. He won't need a chalitza. Like, he's yachid. He shouldn't be alone. He'll have relations. But they get yosha. And the din is, if you have relations after you wrote a get, the get becomes canceled. It's considered an ancient get. But now, basically, he's going to be get yosha. I'll use it. But he's going to get yosha. What's happening to get yosha? Caution. It's yachid. Ima. They were together. Ma'acha. She caused what you wrote it. The time exerted. She never get to Kaylam. No. Could be, might say that the get was written before she had a kid and then passed the whole thing. I feel like he is a back to mother. Omer, three answers. Rapapi comes along and says, you're right, we never believe a maid, but over here we will believe. Shvuya hikilu. When our Mishnah says even a shivcha means even her shivcha. Because by a shvuya, we don't know if anything happened, so we'll be very lenient. And anybody tells something happens, good enough. That's no answer number one. Rapapa Omer, no, she's definitely not believed. It says in the Mishnah, a maid is believed. It's not talking about her maid, it's talking about his maid. The husband's shivcha will believe if she says that nothing happened with this woman. But if her own shivcha, we don't believe at all. So the papa holds you never believe a shivcha, her shivcha. The shivcha dida, Freddy Gemara, you're telling me. Gemara, before we go to the third answer, I want to ask a question of papa. You're telling me the shivcha dida, I believe. Haktani, we learned, ain oda meid al atzma. It says that a person cannot say edus about themselves. Is mashma klar her shivcha dida, but anybody else, including her shivcha, mehem is believed. How can you tell me not believe? Everything mother shivcha sonamik atzadama. It says herself, her shivcha is just like herself because she's so loyal to her mistress. Okay, third answer. So according to papa, shivcha is not believed. According to papa, shivcha is believed by shivuya. Rav Ashi Yomah, sometimes if shivcha is believed, her shivcha is not. Depends. We don't. There's two steps. One is to remain silent. She knows evidence, but she will conceal them because to help her boss out. And the other one is to actually lie. Not only to conceal the truth, but to lie. That's two steps already. And we're going to say to suppress the truth, she will, to defend her balabas, balabaste. But to lie that far, she won't go. And that's the chiluk of shavuya. And in the case of a by get yasha. In the case of Get Yosha, says the Malgis, Rav Ashi Amar, Ho b'shivcha dida, we're both talking about her shivcha. V'shivcha mechze choske, shivcha can see things, but v'shoske, she will remain silent to protect her mistress. Hosam over there, the shtikosa matirosam. Over there, in the case of the Get Yosha, all she has to say was, I was with my mistress. Nobody's asking if anything happened between the two, because we know the more people there, all she has to do is say, I was with a mistress, and that's it. So therefore, she's not lying, she's just, so therefore, over there, all she has to do is the shtika is matter, all she has to do is be quiet, not say anything, they'll say that she was with her, and she doesn't say anything. A woman, a maid, is gonna be quiet, and not whatever, say, fakert, in order to help out her balabasta. Hochovi here, if she says nothing, we'll automatically assume that her mistress was raped by one of these soldiers, Oster Cohen. The only way that she could defend her mistress is by getting up and saying, nothing happened. That's already a lie. And that she will not do. And therefore, we believe her. If she remains silent, assert, mehem she's believed, because a lie she's not going to say. Why not? She's not going to do two things. She's not going to suppress the truth and lie that far, she's not going to go. How do I know that? There's a story with Mori Barisik. We know that people, when they're scared or when they like somebody, then they're not going to say the truth or just keep quiet. But lying is already much more drastic. A brother from the city of Chazoy came to visit him. He said, look, I was a little kid. I lived there. I left. I'm back. I want to have a share in the inheritance of my father. He said, who are you? I don't know who you are. All right. He's not lying. Even if you are his brother, he doesn't know. So even if it's true that you're the brother, prove it, because he's definitely within his right to say, I don't know you, because now you have a beard. So he's the paskin to him. You from Chazor, bring proof that you're his brother. I have witnesses. They're scared of him. The Gavra Alamahu. He's a very strong person. They're intimidated by him. They don't want to come up. So he turned around to Marbarising and said, Zil Aisinu At, you bring Adim the Lava Chuchu. You bring Adim that he's not your brother. So Marbarising said, that's the din. It's my, I have to prove that he's not my brother. He wants money from me. He should prove that he is my brother. Amalei Yisrael Chizda said, look, we know that you're a strong person, and this is how we Bezdins treat people who are very pushy and strong and intimidating. This is how we pass it to you and to all your friends like you. Now, Freddy Gemara, so what's the point of telling bring Edim? The Edim will come alive. If he's such a strong person and people are scared of him, so he'll bring false witnesses. Hashtanami, Osu Mishakti, what do we gain? And Freddy Gemara, Tarti Layavdi. The witnesses know the truth.
To share the estate.
Mm. What about Isik lives here? He's the Agar Olama. A guy from Chazor came.
So if you get a witness who gives testimony despite the fact that he's a tough guy and all that,
but that guy's not his brother.
Nobody
wanted to come to the Bezdin to say that he is his brother.
But Rav Chizda said to the guy who claims he's a brother, go and bring witnesses.
And then he said, my Edom, I have it. They're too scared to come. So he turns around to Mari Ben Isik, you bring witnesses, he's not your brother. So Mari says, what do you gain? If you're scared, if you're telling me that witnesses are not going to tell you, are scared of him, so they'll come a lie also. Uh-huh. If you want it that far, they're not going to go. Yeah. Teish already says, that's time to vote tonight. Otherwise, every person who go to Bezin claim that this rich man who's intimidating owes him money, the rich man can never prove his innocence. Because we'll always say, rich man, you prove that he doesn't, that you don't owe money. How are you going to prove that you don't owe money? So Teish said, it has to be a story where the witnesses come, and the Chizda call the witnesses, and the witnesses say, we have nothing to say. Or the other people are there, and there's like lime the dover.
But this guy must have had a reputation.
It doesn't help. Teish says, no such thing. It has to be like lime the dover that there are witnesses to the other guy, but they're scared to come. Otherwise, even the guy has a reputation, so what? Let's say Mr. Joe Blow has a reputation of being a very intimidating person. Every guy in the city will go to business. He owes me money. He bought a house for me, never paid me, whatever it is, and he's finished. Because how in the world is he? It's because he's a tough guy, he's not fit. It doesn't mean we can take from him things, you know, in an unjust way. So the same thing over here. Rashi, shtikos matrito she'ei hosam gabeget. Shtikos matrito she'ein tzicha she'toy. He'll say nothing. Loimel loishim. She doesn't say he doesn't have any. Ella she'omer ani. All she has to say is I was there. She doesn't have to discuss what happened because all we say is late to siachid. That you can say. He's not lying. Loimehem. And what you're doing, she's concealing the fact that she knows that her mistress had a relationship with her husband. But she's not lying there. She's not saying anything. She's not volunteering information. She's not believed for that, but she'll lie for her mistress. Let me say, I won't say anything. Over here, Gabi Shvuya, the Shtikus, if she's quiet, says nothing, he's not going to help. She needs to get up and say, I know that my mistress, nothing happened between her and the guy. She's telling her, I'm not telling you, we don't think that's a lie. Hashanah, keep in the Rachel and Lagavit. She likes it. Oh, the Dachel, and I say, Meshach, her live. I'm a tiny. I make my tardy lay off the Chadul and Mishri Bekakula. To be quiet. Vishtik. Oh, the Tate Meshach, that far now. Achabechazai Shalach. Obviously, I went there by Lichi, my God, I grew up there. The Mace, obviously, the father died with Chazalit. He came back. But Tavach Helki was over and demanded Chale. Come on, let out his. I was Allahu Acha. Shapi Kamalach, Shaina Makircha, doesn't know you. Fishy Yatsub, like Sims, I went out of beard. Oh, because he came back with a beard. Yaki Yezus, Ochis, you get Peter's man, Kvar, how you mix me talking about a beard? Don't let him I see that you bring Lahana Sadi and McKin, I said that, no. The Yidu Hosh, any man of your hand, I'll say he's not a testimony. Hashtanami, Kim, the Dochli, Mene, Osir Lai, the Vostatila of the Chodd, the Shoskim, and Lahoyed Emis, the Chodd, the Mitzvah Shikha, that far they won't go. So the Gemara says, what we have now, we have three answers whether Shivcha believes or not. So the Papa says, Rapapi, the first one said that we do believe a Shivcha. Rav Ashi says we do believe a shivcha because she won't lie. Rav Papa says we don't believe a shivcha, and we're talking about over here his shivcha. Says the Gemara, we have two braises. It says in the one braise, this is the testimony that a man and a woman, a young kid, a young girl, of even a father and a mother, a brother and sister, are all believed to talk about. This is about a shvuya. Any of these people are believed to say that this woman was not in any way hurt by, molested by a guy. But loy benobi, not her own son or daughter, we don't trust them. And loy avda v'shechasa, not her slave and not her shivcha. Klar in the braisa that her shivcha is not believed. Yet v'tangel another braisa, hakon them on everyone is believed. Lohayit chutz mehemon, except herself, ubayla and a husband. It seems to me that shivcha is believed. Chachleik is two braises. So did a puppy who clearly learned in our mishnah that a shivcha is believed. Udravashi that a shivcha is believed. Tanoi must be machet tanoi, because that's clear in the first braisa that she's not believed. Okay. Obed did a papa who said that a shivcha is believed. Right? Rav Papa says that Rav Papi and Rav Ashi both say that Shivcha is believed. Rav Papa says Shivcha is not believed. It's only his Shivcha is believed, not Shivcha is not believed. So l'chayde, the first braisa agrees with him. That she does not believe. What about the second braisa that says the only ones who do not believe is herself and her husband? Does that necessarily argue the papa? No. Mi lema tanoi lavdavke. Amla the papa. When the second braisa says everyone is believed except herself, herself automatically includes her shivcha because her shivcha is so close to her as if it's herself. Like we had before the mother. Kitanya hibe masicha vitu. Oh, sorry, that's had before. Here he answers that even a papa will say that sometimes her shivcha is believed. You know when? So the Rishayim already asked why we don't answer that it's considered like herself, like we answered before, atzma. But here he says anu chiddush that even though I don't believe her, but if it's masicha lefi tuma, she's tam casually telling us a story, we believe her. Kiho, like it happened. Chelsa di memorav chana kar duginio. I'm astray. You be talking ma'aseh b'alafin rabbi shuvah levi. I'm rabbi shuvah levi. You astray ma'aseh b'alafin rabbi rabbi. But other mech a person b'sivet tumay. V'amar a guy was time telling rabbi a story. Anivi imin yishbein memorav chana. We were captured in a goyim, and he was talking about himself more than his mother. Yotzasi lisha ma'im. You know, I was so careful about protecting my mother when I went to draw water. Daiti alimi. I was watching her the whole time. Lilaket etzi. I went to chop wood and gather wood. Daiti alimi. In other words, I was made sure the whole thing. Now, his main story is about himself and how close he was to his mother. He wasn't out there to tell ages about his mother. They say, Rebbe could not be, but Rebbe was accepted. So we see from here what? Masiv Tuma is accepted by Shvuya. Rashi. Rashi says that we could have answered when it says hey men, no, it includes a shivcha because she's mamish like her, or maybe we have another answer. And we come up with a new answer as well. Rav Chana Karti Gona Mishtoy. Rav Chana Dimikano HaMesape told over this story here. Yeah, so Rashi Sateza says that we're talking about Masir V'tumah, and even so, she is not believed or her husband. I mean, even Masir V'tumah is something that's not believed. Because we're talking about a case of Masir V'tumah, all of these people are believed, including a Shivcha, and yet it has Chutz Mehem Men or Baila. And what are we talking about? Masir V'tumah. So Taisa is not mechadish based on that. Even about yourself, a masir v'tumah helps about others, not about yourself. And a husband isha kegufa, therefore doesn't help. We had before a story that Yechanan, the little kid, who told a story about himself. There it says Taisa is only for tumah, which is the rabbanon. So we're lenient. Over here, we're talking about marrying a kohen, and if something happens to a goyim hatredi, can't marry. So then you cannot, even masir v'tumah is not help becoming yourself. Then the Rigo is even more strict. The Masir Vitume doesn't help even for others, only by Shvuy Kizkiel Rabbanon. And you had in the beginning of your day with the Nsari Ches about Masir Vitume, if Kfela helps and all that. Here's a Machlek Zeshayim, how far we believe Masir Vitume. Is it only when it comes to Shvuy because of Mekel? Or we believe it in, like that he says, or believe in all Edison when it's about somebody else, but not when it's about yourself. Mishnah. The butcher said, "Hamoin, as that this holy place, this Beis Hamikdash, lo yizaza yada mitach yadi." You know, he's swearing in the name of Beis Hamikdash. Her hand never left my hand. My wife, he was a kohen. He said, "I swear that I watched, even though the army was surrounding the city and everything else, I watched my wife like a hawk to make sure nothing happened. So I wanted to live with her." I was there watching my wife. Amruloi ain't other made alatzmai. It's a goodish helfen.
He was there
at the time of the must be. So it's the second time we had him. We had him yesterday, Heyid, and today. So he told the story about his wife. Rashi Hatona, he's a Shvu in the name of the Beis Hamikdash. Says he, what a time we learned. V'afal Pikein, even so, he's not allowed to live with his wife anymore, Nebuch. He wasn't able to live with his wife, but they were still very close. So Yichel Abayz Bechatzera, in his courtyard, he had a house for his wife, ex wife. Ukishihi, and he was a Kohen. But they never had yichud because they had kids. Whenever they went to school and she went with the kids, first she walked out of the chutz and then the kids followed her. So there was never a time that he was alone with her in the courtyard. When she came back with the kids, first the kids came in, then she came in. Imagine a life like this. Nebuch. So his wife is there and he knows his wife is kosher to her, but the halacha said you can't live together. And they were still very close. So they lived together, brought the kids up together. She was in a separate house. And you constantly have to make sure there's no yichud every minute of the day. Very difficult. This is a bigger tzaddik than Yosef tzaddik. It says there, you know, Sanhedrin there, a big tzaddik.
She couldn't come and say Nishbeis
to you. Not at all. We know Nishbeis. It's a Charkum. We don't need Nishbeis here. When we learn before Yad in the Mishnah, Charkum, the whole city, everybody's also there. Everybody's also. We had the Gemara said that Palti Balayish was the greatest because he was allowed to live Micha Bashal, but he didn't because he knew that David wanted her. So what a tzaddik, he could have. And in a way, this is even greater. So
this is more than the siege. This is once, because when the siege was on, they didn't come inside. It's once they broke, they breached the wall.
I'm talking about. Very sad. So you want to write boy, baya. So here the Gemara talks about, there's a lot of dinim today about separate, you know, how you divide kids and all that from this Gemara here. Boy, baya, or part of it. Boy, baya is a question. Ma'u lasses begrusha kain. What about a koyin who taka divorced his wife and she got remarried? Are they allowed to live in the same place? Do we say hasam the b'shvuy hikila over there by shvua when it comes, we're very makel. You know, because we don't know for sure that anything really happened. So we allow them to live in the same place. But over here, he said that Isa, if he divorced his wife and he lived with her again, you're, even he said that Isa, we should not allow them to live in the same neighborhood. It makes no difference. We trust nothing will happen. Toshma, coming here. Tani Luna Braisa, Hamigadish is Ishta. If somebody divorces his wife, like Tinose Bishchunose. If somebody divorces his wife, he should not live in the same Shchunah. Shchunah is three houses. He shouldn't live in this very small area, intimate area, because there are no people around. And we're scared that things will happen. The im hoya koyin, that's a Yisrael. A Yisrael, if she got remarried, we're talking about she got remarried. If they didn't get remarried, who cares if they said something happened? You let her take back your wife. She got remarried, and we know that they still remember each other, and maybe things can happen. But the im hoya koyin, if he's a koyin, we don't care if she got remarried or not. Even if she's single, a koyin now take back his wife. Like said, he might be mavi. Not only in the little shchuna, even the mavi now live together. Im haya kvar cotton. What about if it's a small village, bigger than a mavi? Zehaya ma'isa, it's haka happened. But omru kvar cotton, neither kishchune, or kemavi. That a kvar cotton, because it's such a small village and very few people around, it's like a mavi, we can't live in the same, you cannot live in the same neighborhood. Rashi, Vafa became also a lot of fish. She never happened that they should be together. Alone. Begrusha koyin shegidish ista ma'u loder ima b'chatzer. A koyin divorces his wife. Can he live there with his? Can he live with his wife in the same chatzer? Because he's divorced her, and you're not allowed to take her back. So we say maybe only by shvuya we're makel, but over here no, because we've seen the case before. It's chayav and a chatzer live in the same courtyard as his wife. For every koyin, can we trust it? Do we say over there because it's a shavuya, nothing, we don't know if anything really happened, so it's not something that I said or something that Abonim, they've ever lived together again, so we're easy. Or it applies to everybody. So we bring up Raisi, which says, like, Tenose Bishchonose, if a guy divorced his wife, not a coin, anybody, and she got remarried, you know, live in the same place, why not? Lefisha Makita, he recognizes a bit of Moisa, because she recognizes his when he's interested, whatever. The Shema Yavoy, the Aveda, come to Naveda, and she's a remarried woman now. But the imoy koyin's an ashi. I feel lonely. So even if she's a single woman, if he's a koyin, you're not allowed to take back your wife once you divorce her. Lo sadet imoy b'mavi, not just in the shchuna, just three houses, even in the mavi. Shema yaviyala, maybe we'll have relations. The koyin also begrusha. Much more, yeah, but still enough of a shash. Taste brings down that, you know, it's a three house thing. The koyin also begrusha. Av Yisrael yid kol's man shalay nisus tado b'shchinase. But Yisrael. Kol's man, they didn't get remarried. They'll all live in the same neighborhood. What's going to happen? They live together again. Nus will be husband and wife again. What's the big deal? Okay, but what happens now? You're telling me that if she remarried, they shouldn't live in the same neighborhood. Or if, even if she's a single girl, but if he's a kohen, they shouldn't live in the same neighborhood. So who has to move? Freddy Gibbara, me, nitcha b'day me. They both live there. Who has to move? She from him or he from her? Toshma, coming here. The time we learned. He nitchis mi ponav. She has to live him. Leave him. He doesn't have to leave her. She has to move out. However, but if the courtyard belonged to her, then who? If it's her courtyard, then he has to leave. We'll see. The Gemara will analyze. We'll see in a minute. It's her. They're divorced. It's over. It's back to hers. Yeah. Everything is hers. Whichever it is, say Basel or Nichlu, goes back to her. What about they both owned the chatzah? What happens then? Or each one owned the house and the chatzah. What happens? Toshma, come in here. We learned he nitchiz mepanav. She has to leave him. Maske, what are we talking about? He owns the courtyard and all the houses. And you need to tell me that she has to move. It's his. Why should she just stay? Pshita. If she owns the whole place, she should leave. Why? That he has to move. Elav kagavna. So if it's hers, he moves. If it's his, she moves. We're talking about a case where she owns one house and he owns one house in the chatzir. El kagavna, that what? That he owns one house, she owns one house, and then we're saying in that case, she should move. Pretty much the daya. Dilma da agam mega, maybe they're both renting. Maybe the chatzir belongs to neither of them and they're both renting. The question is, who has to move? When it says that she has to move out, they're both renting. If they're both renting, she moves. My habila, what's taka the din? What's the din? They both own the chatzah. Who should move for who? They both own the house there. Who should move? Toshba coming here. It says in the pasuk, the Navi says to the din, you guys are shrine, this is going to be a punishment. Hine Hashem, taltel again. They're going to make you wander around like the wandering of a man. So we see that worst. What's worse, for a man to wander, a woman? It seems to me a man wandering is even worse. A man displaced feels a lot worse than a woman displaced. That's the biggest punishment. So if they separated and one of them has to move, it's easier for the woman to move than the man. Well, but after Tiltula, the Gavra Koshim, it's a man wandering about, unsettled, is worse than a woman. Turn that button. We learn Vaita, love the men after the divorce. Let's say he borrowed from her money, has to pay it back. Let's say he borrowed money from her estate. And how did he borrow when she was his wife, for example, from her husband, from her father's estate? Ain't on the father, when it comes to pay, he shouldn't go alone to her house, because who knows what will happen. Elai de Achim, talking about either a Kayan or she's remarried. Rashi loved the men of the Yosef Tata, but the married. He's a Vyosha, but Yadon Nixim Lushi, and the Kayan, she gives you a Kayan. Talking about a Kayan, Yisrael. So what if something happens there? They're like to get remarried. Talking about a Kayan, and if a Kayan, you're not allowed to get married to Grusha. And the phrase, hey, men of the answer, shall you convert them? We're going to make it too close. The also the family, they have a dispute, the husband and the Kohen and the ex-wife. They're not allowed to come to those entire on their own. Loim is that game. We don't even listen to it. We tell them, have a third person represent you. You shouldn't come to the entire with your wife. Now, Papa, furthermore, Shamutim Mishamtim, we put him a chedim. Now, when we have a show, I'm in the good dynamic, now we put a chedim, we give him schmitz. And in there's a chumen and shamutim, a chumen and a good, so they're both actually not arguing. You give them both. So you put him a chedim, thank him a schmitz for allowing that the achshad should even start. Amr Nachman Tan, we learned Be'evod Abbasi, we learned Masechet Evod Abbasi, which is today known as Masechet Machlis. Bamedvar Amudin, when is this known? When do we say this? And is Garshim and Nesuin? When are we chayshah that a kohen shouldn't go back to pay his wife's loans, ex-wife, if they were divorced, they were already married, so they're intimate? Abul Kish Garshim and Elisin V'Sachakol, they were only engaged, so they didn't really know each other. Then Nifrasa the Atzma, she can get paid on her own, doesn't need any middlemen. She ain't Liba Gazba, they don't have that closeness that we're not chayshah anything. Telling about a story to prove this point. Who orders about the sauce? There was an orders on Rusa. The also the Kami that came for Rava. Yosef Rabada Bamasa Kame, Uke Rava Shluchem Betayu. They sat the Rava, appointed a Shlech between. Amle Rabada Bamasa, and Nachman Tanabe Rabasi. They were only engaged. We learned Eva Rabasi about them, they engaged, nothing happens. Amle Kochazina the Kogaisi about that. I can see that they're very close. Even though they're only engaged, they were very. Obviously, they're a lot more than just I'm engaged across Kala, and therefore they should have a third party in between. Because we're talking about a Kohen again. Ika the Amri, other version, just opposite. Loi Uki Rav Shlich Betai, did not appoint a Shlich. Amalei Rav Adar Masla, Nekam Ashlucha Betai, why don't you appoint a Shlich? Amalei Rav is defending himself. Vavram Nachman, Jav Nachman, Tonu Bav Rabasi, Amalei Rav Hani Mili, so Rav Adar answered him. Hani Mili, Heicha, the Legais of Adar, they weren't too close. Abel, the Hani, the Chazin, Legais of Adar, they're very close, you can't. Rashi. Beivad Abasi, Masechti, Hebe, Kari, Noises, Smachas, says called Smachas. Kazuhi, Mishnah, Rishon, the first Mishnah. Hagoises, Hadeke, Chai, Lecholva, is alive. Others about a sausage, coin, from a coin. The Homer of Nachman Tonne, the baby of Bossy, the Mina Edis in the Frasi, that's what she can pay on her own. The guys about Doddy, Makinin says they know each other, but the Mizzle Kritz is very intimate, they know each other's winks. Belaz Privitz, Mishnah. Mishnah, we're just going to go ahead because we can avoid learning Purim and even avoid Tanisessa, it's not better. Mishnah. And maybe the next day as well. The Elu Nemonim Lahayid Begaidla Mashiro Bekaitin. The following people are believed when they're adults to say, I remember when I was a kid. How many times have you heard that? I remember when I was a kid, and we trust them. So Taser already says we don't trust them while they're a kid, even though before by Truma we did, but we don't trust them while they're on Truma Rabban. But if they get adult, we trust them. Which kind of cases? The following. Nemon Adam Lay Mezek Sav Yodish Alab. I recognize my father's handwriting. Vezek Sav Yodish Rebbe. I recognize my Rebbe's handwriting. Vezek Sav Yodish Alachi. I recognize my brother's handwriting. He's believed. Rashid. Because it's talking about Kiyim Shtadis. Mahatayda, you don't need Kiyim Shtadis. Mahatayda, every Shtad is Nechre, do some Bezin. So I mean, the Rabbanan, we believe them. Rashi, Zek Sav Yodish Alab. Mimikayim in a Shtad Apiv through him. Afa Pisha Mes Ovi Be Yoizek Cotton. Even though his father died when he's a cotton. One more thing, Zohar, he said, I remember plainly she yotze, but you know, remember this girl, when she got married, she walked through that special veil, that hat that covered her eyes. The Reisha Puro, she wore her head, no sheitel, she was a psula, and Shahaya ish plainly yotze, sorry, So you believe in these things. Aye, there's a ksuv involved, but that's not what he's out to tell you. Rashi she yotzes bein numa vuhu simen zaraya she nisit psula she zosuvah she got married. Uksuvasa masayim tohne. Dalos kermina b'reish pirkin. So we invite we show you each plane of yotzes bein. I remember this kid went out of yeshiva. Litboi took him to the mikveh, lecho betum itruma. Ushahayachaylik iman ala greater. And he went to get in the garden. I'll go stop here. See you tomorrow.